AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Records show political operatives are pushing the long-shot presidential campaign of academic Cornel West. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
An Arizona woman, Denisha Mitchell, says her name and signature were forged on state filings that list her as an elector for Cornel West, an independent presidential candidate. Her case is the latest example of dubious tactics used in an effort to qualify West, a left-wing academic, for the ballot in states across the U.S. Conservative activists and Republican-aligned operatives have been pushing West's long-shot candidacy, often resorting to deceptive methods. The hope is West will serve as a spoiler, boosting Donald Trump in November's election. West's campaign did not immediately respond to requests for a comment. I'm Norman Hall.
There's word that teams are being put in place to implement a possible Israeli-Hamas ceasefire deal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
After 2 days of talks in Doha,
we are closer than we've ever been.
The president told reporters in the Oval Office he doesn't want to jinx anything.
But we're not there yet. It is much, much closer than it was 3 days ago.
The president's expressed optimism at other points during the 10-month war, only for talks to break down. This time, mediators hope to get together again in Cairo next week to seal a deal.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A jury convicted a white Florida woman in the fatal shooting of her black neighbor during an ongoing dispute. Family attorney Anthony Thomas says the verdict will challenge Florida's self-defense law.
We made one step closer with case law in defining what stand your ground actually means. No, you cannot claim to be in fear of your life. No, you can't bait the police by telling them you're in fear for your life over the phone to make sure they hurry up and get there.
That audio is courtesy of WFTV. This is AP News. A signal is being blocked for a new sports streaming service.
A judge is blocking plans for a sports joint streaming service. Some big names are involved in Venue Sports, Fox, ESPN, and Warner Brothers Discovery. Streaming service FuboTV went to court in New York to try to stop it. A federal judge ruled they likely would be successful in claiming Venue Sports would violate antitrust laws and consumers would face irreparable harm. FuboTV said in its filing it has tried for years to offer a sports-only streaming service but has been blocked because of ESPN. Fox and Warner Brothers Discovery have imposed bundling requirements on FuboTV. The plan was for Venue Sports to launch in the fall. That is on hold. The three companies say they will appeal the ruling. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. stocks drifted higher as Wall Street coasted to the close of its best week since November. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.